All right, they both say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page Kuf Chav Tes. Page Kuf Chav Tes, right in the middle of a page. Remember, again, we're speaking over here about the nature of Kas. And we've gone through the different forms of anger that sometimes people have to contend with. So he writes over here as follows. Remember, the highest level, as we saw in the end of yesterday's shir, is the Mida of Hillel, where a person is able to stamp out not only behavioral manifestations of Kas, but even what Ramchal calls a His Oros Shal Kas, an awakening of anger, that even that awakening of anger somehow is taken away. He says, V'hine afilu dvar mitzvah hisiru. Even when it comes to a mitzvah, we are warned about the destructive nature of anger. Sometimes people feel justified in getting angry when it's for a religious matter, right? If I'm getting angry about a mitzvah or getting angry about a religious or ideological principle, so then there's a feeling almost of justification that, you know, this is righteous anger. Even righteous anger, says that Ramchal, is not good. Even a Rebbe getting angry at a student, or a father on his son, or sometimes again, a Rebbe gets angry in order to get the student to be more serious. A father will get angry in order to make the child to become more serious. So the Ramchal says, anger generally never works. Right? Anger generally never yields positive byproducts. And it goes without saying that you have to be careful about punishing or about giving strong words of rebuke. Eli yasrim v'li yasrim, ach mibli kas. So this is incredible. So sometimes you have to give mussar and you have to punish, but it doesn't have to be with anger, right? Isn't this sometimes one of the greatest challenges of parenting, right? There are times that a parent has to punish and there are times that a parent has to give mussar, but yet all of that has to be without kas. Kas is never helpful. Kas is never productive. Kas only destroys. Ki mahadrich osam b'derach hayishara, v'akas sheyar elohem, yukas ha'panev lo kas leiv. So here's something very interesting. Now, sometimes the parent or the Rebbe has to get angry in order to make a point. But in those times, the kas should be external kas, almost like as a show, but should not really be an internal sense of kas. So it's very profound. So sometimes there has to be a certain amount of indignation, a certain amount of anger, a certain amount of lack of strong displeasure with the situation. But lamaisa, even then, that should be always what? That should be external and never internal. B'amar Shlomo, al tevah beruch halichos, ki chas b'chei ksilim yanuach. V'omer ki le'evel yara kas, from Zichron Levracha, b'shloshet varam adam nikar. We'll focus on the last Gemara. Chazal said, there are three ways in which you could tell the true nature of a person. B'koso, b'kiso, u'b'kaso. Much you could tell about a person by what he does, how he behaves when he drinks, how he spends his money, and what does he get angry about. Really, it's two things. Number one, what do I get angry about? And number two, how do I display my anger? Those are, so you see, again, leaving aside koso and kiso, because that's not really our topic right now. But lamaisa the kaso, what do I get angry about? And how do I display, how do I share that anger? Very profound. Therefore, the Ramchal telling us about all the different forms of anger, and ultimately concluding with saying the highest level is that of Hillel, where not only is there no external manifestation of anger, but I don't even feel the hisorus, an internal awakening of anger. That being said, there are times, whether it's a parent or whether it's a Rebbe, has to get angry in order to be able to go ahead and make a point or express displeasure. But even that anger needs to be controlled and only should be external, never allowing chas v'shalom for it to become something internal. Good. We'll say in the next section, hakina, jealousy. Incredible section over here. So hakina, gam hi eina ela chesron yediya v'sichlos. Jealousy is only a lack of understanding, a lack of intellect, and sichlus, foolishness. Why? It's so profound. You know, when you're jealous of someone else, it's not like you benefit from the jealousy, right? So meaning, I'm jealous of Reuven. So if I'm jealous enough, I'll get Reuven's stuff, right? It doesn't work that way. I'm jealous. The jealousy yields all kinds of negative feelings. And what do I end up with? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Einam arviach klum yatzmo. Degam lo mafsid. So this intense emotion of jealousy, there's nothing that I gain for myself, and there's nothing I deprive my fellow of. The only thing jealousy does is it destroys me. It destroys me. As the Pasuk in Iyov says, Ufose page Koflamin. Uposet Thomas Kina. So ultimately, again, he quotes over here the passage from Eov that the Kina, jealousy, kills the fool. That jealousy can become an all-consuming Mida. We'll see how this is. Where a person is so consumed by what someone else has that literally, again, they can undo themselves. And the reason why it's foolishness is because the energy expended in jealousy doesn't do anything. It's not like if I'm jealous enough, I enrich myself. Or if I'm jealous enough, I deprive my friend of what he has. All I do with jealousy is make myself miserable. He goes on, V'amnam, yesh mi, shesichlusa rabba kolkach. So I'll say, so just like kas, there are different levels of kina. There are different levels of jealousy. There is a person, there's a person whose foolishness, meaning his jealousy is so intense, ad she'im yira l'chavera izatova. So we'll say different levels of jealousy. Some people are so jealous that when they see any good thing that happens to their friends, yis'ashish bi'atzmo v'yidag v'yitztair. Literally, they become like upset over it. Right, I worry about it. I get upset about it. Ad shafilu hatovo shebiyado lo yahanu mitzar mashuro biyachaver. To the point that I can't even enjoy that which I have because of my jealousy over what other people have. So we'll say, in this situation over here, this is not jealousy rooted in a particular thing, right? It's not jealousy rooted in a particular, like you know, Reuven has this, I wish I had that. This is anything. Anytime I see something good happening to my friend, anytime I see something good happening to the other, so what happens? It causes and engenders jealousy inside of me to the point, such intensity, that I can't enjoy what I have. This is what Shlomo Melech meant in Mishnah. Was a very profound statement that literally jealousy rots the bones. Jealousy rots the bones. The idea is, what does that mean? The idea is that when somebody experiences jealousy, it eats you up from the inside out. So here again, I'm so jealous over what? Over anything. Right, whatever another person has that I don't have, such a profound sense of jealousy that literally prevents me from going ahead and enjoying anything. He goes on, Amnam, yesh achirim, shena mesar mekovim kolkach. So we'll see one more piece. There are other people or other circumstances where when I see someone have something else, it doesn't bother me as much. But nevertheless, afal pikein, yagishu bi'atzmam ezitzar. But nevertheless, I do experience some level of tzar. So remember again, this second level is not as intense as the first, right? The first person, so anything and everything that I see that someone else has, literally again, eats me up from the inside out to the point I can't enjoy my brachas. Second level of jealousy, it's not as intense, Afa pikein, yagishu ba'atzmam ezitzar. There is some level of tzar that's there. So what happens? So what happens is he uses this lashon of yiskarer rucham, which literally, again, if you look at the footnote here, 283, yargishu choser ratzon. What it does is it cools me down a bit. It cools me down. Now, what's interesting is what does it mean? It cools me down. See, I will say. The irony of jealousy is that you would think that if I'm jealous of what someone else has, what would be the reaction to that? What would be the reaction? So it would encourage me to go ahead and work harder so that I could have that same thing. But interestingly, it's actually not how jealousy works, right? Fascinatingly enough, jealousy, this is what Ramchal is describing. I become jealous of someone, so instead of saying, let me just work harder, and I can have what they have, yiskara rucho. What it does is it causes almost like a deadening, like a coldness on the inside. Suddenly, again, I become almost like a bit indifferent, a bit apathetic, a bit paralyzed. It's incredible. In lo yiyeh me'ovav hayosret zveikim bo, koshke me'osu masha in lo avarabba imohu, koshke me'yeger me'eretz acheres. So we'll say, so in this second level, so sometimes the jealousy is dependent on who I see having success. If it's someone who I love very much and care for very much, in the second tier of jealousy, I won't be jealous. I'll be happy for them. But if it's someone who I don't love as much, or someone I don't have such a connection to, or someone I don't know at all, I'll have incredible jealousy. But I both say, see, in category one, the jealousy becomes like a rot that eats me from the inside out. In category two, the jealousy is not rotting me. What is the jealousy doing? It's almost paralyzing me. It's causing me to become so focused on what someone else has that I don't, so focused to the exclusion of dynamic activity. Here I should say, listen, Reuven, you have what I want. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to get it. No, instead, I'm so focused that you have something that I don't, that it paralyzes me into inaction. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with the next level of jealousy in Meretz Hashem tomorrow.